Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We're often joined by our friend Jada, but I don't think she's going to make it today because summer's a busy time. We can't always make it to where we want to be. But hopefully we'll hear from her soon and that she's having a great week reading lots of great books. But I'm glad to have Fatia here. We haven't talked in a couple weeks, I think. How have you been so far? How's summer treating you?
Good.
What's the best thing you've done so far this summer?
Well, like going out and like just enjoying the breeze.
Do you have a favorite spot you like to go?
Sometimes the park.
Like the waterfront park?
Yeah, or just on a walk.
Or on a walk, cool. Yeah, that's nice. The waterfront's so nice in the summer because you do get like a little bit more of a breeze than you do in other parts of town. And it's pretty and there's often people there, which is nice. I love Waterfront Wednesdays, but I haven't been yet, so hoping to make it there soon. Do you ever go to Waterfront Wednesdays?
Sometimes.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on there. Cool. Well, why don't we share some stuff? I think you had a poem you wanted to share.
Yes. It's like about summer. It's called A Night in the Field. I didn't mean to stay so late or lie there in the grass all summer afternoon and thoughtless, as a kite of sun caught in the trees, in the tree limbs, and the crimson field began to burn, then tilt away. I hung on handily as night lit up the sky's black skull, and star flakes fell as if forever, fat white petals of a far-off flower on the plains. A bright moon lifted in the east, its eyes so focused, knowing what I knew, but had forgotten of the only depth I'll ever really need to keep me going. Did I sleep to wake or sleep or wake to sleep? I slipped in seams through many layers, soil and subsoil, rooting in the loony depths of my creation, where at last I almost felt at home, but rose at dawn in rosy light, beginning at in the dew soaked, long-haired grass, having been taken, tossed, having gone down, a blackened tooth in surgery-old gums, that ground where innocence is found, I'm found making my way towards the barn. It seems all light, a light. Its rafters blazing in the red balsam.
That's nice. What made you pick out that poem?
Well, because I just like wanted like, because since it's like really hot in the summer, I wanted like a poem about like, I just wanted like a unique poem, like a poem that's like about summer and that's like, it's like not like about, it's not. Like, you see, this poem's like really rare to find because, like, it's not just about like how much they love about summer or like how hot it is. It's like more unique.
If you were to write a poem about the summer, what would be some of the things you'd include in it?
Like, I'd include like how the places I go to in the summer or how like hot summer can be.
It's been hot this summer, for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go outside and I feel like I'm wearing the air, like it's an extra layer of clothing or something that I'm wearing. It's that thick. But most of the time, I mean, obviously I do other things than just go to work or go home, but a lot of my weeks are involve either being at work or being at home, and I have a very short commute in between. And so sometimes it's like a sauna effect where, if you go to a sauna, you have like you're in the hot, and then sometimes there's a cool bath that you go into after. And so going between like a nice cool space, a hot space, and a cool space has this funny effect. I've recently gotten excited about all of the summer fruits that are coming into season. I love fruit, and I've been really enjoying picking that up at the farm stands or farmers market. It's nothing like some berries or watermelon or plums in the summer. That reminds me of one of my favorite poems, which I can share, by William Carlos Williams. It's called This Is Just to Say. This is just to say, I have eaten the plums that were in the ice box in which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious, so sweet and so cold. I was reminded of that poem the other day when I bought some plums and I put them in the ice box or the refrigerator to make them last a little bit longer because there was far more than I could eat in a couple of days. They're so good, but plenty to share. I don't have to worry about someone eating all my plums. Well, thank you for sharing your poem. I have a book that I just read that I could share. Maybe I'll read the description first and then I will talk about it. But it's a middle grade graphic novel. It's called Band Nerd, and it's written by Sarah Clawson Willis, illustrated by Emma Cormery. And this is the description. Middle school is tough. Thank goodness there's band. For 12-year-old Lucy Carver, music isn't just a way of life. It's an escape from homework and home life with her alcoholic father. When Lucy starts 7th grade at Windley School of the Arts, with its high academic standards and even higher artistic expectations, it becomes much harder to keep everything in tune. As things spiral out of control with her parents and her schoolwork, Lucy grows desperate for a win and focuses all her energy on beating snobby Tolly Claiborne for first chair flute. But just when she thinks she's hitting all the right notes, an accident leaves Lucy unable to play, and her mother threatens to withdraw her for poor grades. Now Lucy must choose, sabotage Tolly or give up on her dream. So this is, again, a middle grade graphic novel. According to the author's note, it started off as a middle grade memoir, but is not put out into the world as a memoir. Some of the elements were fictionalized, but it relates some of her experiences growing up and the struggles that she had and the successes and the friendships and friend troubles. But I thought it was a really lovely graphic novel, and perhaps because it was somewhat true for the author, it felt really real, like a real middle school experience that I think people will be able to relate to and see as like a realistic depiction of a middle school experience. It shows the different challenges, the different friends and that she makes have, including herself, challenges that she has at home, challenges that her friends have at home or in their lives, and how those impact school and extracurricular activities and so many different things, like her struggles with her grades, her ambition for music, her challenges at home. It's interesting how it's all interwoven, but I thought it was a really nice book, and it's a full color illustration. I thought the artwork was nice. I think people will like it. It wasn't my like favorite art style, but it was good. But I thought the story really pulled it along and the character development. So I would definitely check out more from this author and from the illustrator as well, even though it wasn't as much my style. I think it did a good job about also introducing different friends, and like the friendship dynamic felt very middle school real, the complexity of it. And it's interesting seeing her like experience going to a new school and one that's so centered on music. So she goes from a school where she's first chair in flute at her old school, and then she goes to this more demanding arts focused school, and all of a sudden it's more of a competition for that seat. And I think it deals with the father's alcoholism in a very sensitive way. So yeah, highly suggested. That's Band Nerd, written by Sarah Clausen Willis and illustrated by Emma Cormery. And that's my latest read in the youth category. I've been reading a lot this summer, but I feel like I've been reading more adult fiction than I often do. Not that I don't read it, but I feel like I usually balance it out a little more, where I read quite a bit of young adult or middle grade fiction as well as adult fiction. And I've been a little heavier on the adult fiction lately, and some nonfiction too. But enjoying reading a lot, and I'm getting a ton of reading done while gardening, because that's my favorite thing to do in the summer, is to go work out in the yard and make the yard look nice and grow some things that are edible too, like cherry tomatoes. And while I'm doing all the weeding and planting, I listen to audiobooks, so I get a lot of reading done, and I really enjoy that. So, been plowing through some books. Have you read anything so far this summer? Any fun books or anything in progress?
I think I just like recently started reading this book. I just don't remember the name. But like it was like really interesting.
Is that something just for fun or for school?
Oh, it's just for fun.
Do you have any assignments from school to read during the summer?
No.
Okay. I can't remember like what years of school we had that. We definitely had that sometimes in like high school, but I don't remember if we did in middle school. But I often did like the library summer reading challenges. So I read a lot. And then on trip, like family road trips, I would read a lot. I hope you find some fun things to read this summer. Definitely stop by the library if you need help finding a good book. We're happy to help you find something that you'll love. Or if you can't come to the library, there's also, of course, ebooks and e-audiobooks that people can borrow from their libraries. And local bookstores where you can buy books if you prefer to have your own. But yeah, I guess on that note, we will say goodbye for the day, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
Hi, I'm Jake Peterson. I'm a student at Hudson High School in New York, and this is a poem I wrote. Here the streets have emptied out, all our distorted hopes have fallen down, but once we looked upon with pride, now our quelled dreams are drenched in solace, and while a scar of agony taints our tempered eyes, a once bright light is draped in darkness. Now I sit with my two children, mouths hollow agape. They ask me, Papa, what has happened to you? But I simply cannot answer, for I wish to escape. Untie my belt, tear off this uniform, and would you please rip apart this cape? Out here in the fields where time flew by, I visit the weeping willows, and even they envy mine. Perhaps I'm beginning to understand, for what is a man if not a willow? I grab onto a branch, and it let loose. Amidst shrieks of horror, I gazed into the open wound. The marketplace is still silently bold, rebel banners the flagpoles hold, at which a youth had admired, now only a husk may despise. The desire for defense left a lost folk inspired, and we fought for causes faithlessly disguised. Walking back home, sorrow-filled faces stare at mine, but in their souls was no sadness, only disappointment, I am certain. Why have they done this to us, they cry, but they are not wise nor feeble, for they have seen no fight, for they bear no burden, for they haven't fought alongside the forces of evil. And ever since I've gotten back home, nothing's been the same. My world is rocked back and forth, and I feel I've gone insane. I am not the person I once was, for now I am wiser, but still in the hearts of my closest advisors lays no shame. Thus I have chosen to leave. Slipping into the dead of night, I wish this place farewell, for if I ever do return, I'll be damned. And as I travel this untouched road, I feel a sense of righteousness, a deep relieving swell, a warm tiding bestowed as I am freed of my cell. And that was my poem, A Farewell. And if you couldn't tell, it was inspired by The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. And although he lived in an antebellum world, this was a postbellum setting. So thank you so much for listening.
Says, you've got one life to live. Who's right? Who's wrong?